This is the Sports Bosses on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Miami, here's Jim Rodriguez and Sean Stanley.
So, have you heard about this new league, Sean, called Your Call Football?
I have. Been reading up on it.
It's actually a pretty interesting idea. I mean, you know, we heard about the Alliance of what is it called? The Alliance of American Football.
American Football.
The XFL 2 is coming back. And again, the real question is, can anybody dethrone the NFL or take any way, any eyeballs, any interest away from the NFL? The answer is no.
Yeah, no.
You're always going to be a minor league system.
Yes.
But this Your Call Football seems interesting because it has something that the other leagues don't have.
They don't have, no.
And that's the fans can, or not can, are calling the plays.
Yep. That's why it's Your Call Football.
Mike Sherman, who's going to join us in a little bit, is one of the coaches. Sherman, the guy who coached the Packers, was a GM there. Merrill Hodge, played in the NFL, worked for ESPN for a long time. He is the other coach. And, again, it's a three-game league. It's nothing.
Yeah, no.
All the games are going to be played in Vero Beach, Florida.
But it helps with that itch that you want
football. And it's
football.
The same two teams.
Yeah, you want that football. You want football. Everybody wants football, no matter what right now. And this is going to help with that itch.
Interesting. I mean, the first thing I thought of when I heard about this, remember back in the, like, do you know if you saw it or read about it, Bill Veeck, the old GM of the White Sox, and where he literally had fans do that, where there was a game where fans held up like signs like steal, hit and run, and they ran the play. And that's
the other team couldn't figure this out though.
Well, they did. They held up, but they didn't know which one they were going to use.
Oh, there was different signs held up, and they just said, "Whatever, go with whatever." He just looked around and was like, "Okay." And then he sent the signal in.
Yeah.
I thought like some guy stood up in the thing and was like, "Bunt," and then the guy just turned around and boom.
But
like, these guys.
Now the idea there's an app.
Yes, there is an app.
And then
streaming.
The idea
you can watch it live.
It's not broadcast. It's streamed on their app. Mm-hmm. And then you basically.
And a website. I think there's a website, too, that you can go to.
Yeah, stream. I believe it's yourcallfootball.com.
Yes.
It's yourcallfootball.com. And the idea is basically it's a 45-second play clock. They put up three plays, kind of like Madden.
Yeah.
You pick which one you think is the best
and the one and that majority rules.
They run the play. Mm-hmm. It's curious. Now, the rules are kind of cool. Like, there's no kicking in this game.
Yeah. One real quick before we get into the rules, though. If a coach looks at this, say, you know, you're Sherman, Hodge, you're looking at it going,
I don't want to run this play. But you have to. There's no
way for him to, like, finagle, like, I want to run this one, so I put the 53 over here.
Already you're finagling.
Uh-huh. You got to. The coaches know best. I sit on my couch all the time going, oh, I could do this better than them. And now I get the opportunity. I don't know. I want it. I don't know.
So
but I will be doing it. I'm already registered. I'm ready to go.
Four quarters.
May 3rd, 8:30, baby.
Four quarters, 12 minutes each. NFL clock rules.
Yes.
Stopping for incomplete passes, out of bounds. There's no two-minute warning. No audibles. You cannot audible.
Oh, man. See, I want to have that audible. Have that one person hitting the button like, no, wrong play.
No, I think they're saying that the quarterback can't audible. Like if all of a sudden they stack the box and it's a run play, the quarterback cannot call an audible.
Oh, man.
Okay, that's what they're saying.
They just have a little piece where I could call into his earpiece.
Like, yo, Billy's going to get crushed here. Let's not do this run. But joining us now on our Quicken Loans guest line is one of the coaches of Your Call Football. You remember him from the Packers, was the head coach and GM of the Green Bay Packers. Mike Sherman joins us. Coach, how are you, man? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. We were just lauding about Your Call Football. Very interesting concept, mainly because the big selling point is that the fans are the ones calling the plays, right?
That's true. This is an idea by George Connolly, our owner, and they've been working on this technical side for the last 4 to 5 years, so it's not new to Your Call Football because it's been working and being revamped every single year to get to the point where we are right now. We have actual players running plays that the fans will call. So it's kind of a unique situation, very groundbreaking.
Now, Coach, I already got the app. I'm already ready to go. I'm going to be picking some plays come up here May 3rd at 8:30. Now, if you see a play and you're like, I don't know if this one's going to work, you're running that play, or are you going to be like, okay, let me send a Y out or do something else there?
Well, I guess they know me all too well because I have no ability to change the play once you pick it. So, plus, it gives me the chance to second-guess you as you second-guess me, I'm sure, in many of the games that I've coached in. So it's a little bit of a payback time for me. So I'm going to let your play ride because I know it's not going to work.
I love it. We're talking to Mike Sherman. We're talking about Your Call Football. You can follow Your Call Football on Twitter at Your Call FB. The idea basically is it's a three-game league out in Vero Beach at the old Dodger Town complex, and basically the fans, through their app, they pick the plays, and then they run it. Now, the rules are kind of cool, kind of interesting stuff. We mentioned there's no audibles. It's four 12-yard, 12-minute quarters, and there's no kickoffs, which is something the NFL's been kicking around, right? In other words, every offensive team gets it on the 35-yard line, their own 35-yard line.
That's correct. You know, for the safety of the players, we decided that we were going to forgo the kickoff and just mark it at the 35-yard line, and also there's no punts as well. So kickoffs and punts are eliminated. If you're on the minus side of the 50, you can elect to punt, which means ball placement will be approximately 40 yards down the field. But once you cross the 50, you have to go for it on fourth down. So if you're on the plus 49-yard line and it's fourth and 20, you have to go for it. So or you kick a field goal if you have one that can make a long field goal. But no punting, no kickoffs.
There's no extra points either. It's all 2-point conversion. So this is truly like video game football. I love it.
Yeah, it's a equivalent of Madden Live, except you have the personal aspect of these players that are playing the game, and you know, the emotion and the passion that goes with that. I think you'll feel that more than when you're playing a game like Madden. Although that's a great game, I think this is better because we're dealing with real life people. Who are working to make an impact on the NFL or CFL roster someday.
Now, Coach, what brought you to this part of the Your Call Football? What made you want to be a part of this?
Well, you know, they had called me. I was living down in Cape Cod, and they had called me and asked me if they could talk to me. And so we met on the Cape Cod Canal at a great restaurant there. We talked about it, and I was really impressed with the people involved. They're high-quality, high-character people, and very intelligent. They were speaking in terms, technically, that I didn't understand, but I did bring the football component with me, which they didn't have a lot of familiarity with. So it was a good blend to be able to get to the point where now we're starting our season, and we're playing games that players are going to play, and the coaches are going to present a bundle of plays to the fans, and the fans will pick the play they want to be run on that particular down.
I love it. We're talking to Mike Sherman, who's part of Your Call Football, right here on SB Nation Radio. So, Coach, I guess my question now is, how is it going to be feeling standing on the sideline? Because you're an offensive guy. You've been the head coach. You've been an offensive coordinator, you know, college, pros, now in Canada. How does it feel to be sitting there going, well, let's see what happens? You're not calling any plays.
Helpless, totally helpless. I say, you know, maybe if this is what the fan feels like, it must be frustrating, because I can now understand, you know, if I were to call a play that totally contradicts what they're thinking was, how frustrated they would be. And I imagine, and I have already in the scrimmages, when fans have called a play that I just didn't think was going to work. And then sometimes it does work, and it's a little bit humbling to me. And I say, oh, okay, maybe they know a little bit more than I know. But you do have a little, as a coach, having done it your whole career, it is a little bit of a helpless feeling. But I got to be honest with you, on the last scrimmage, I think the fans match my pick about a little more than 50% of the time. So it was a good test.
Now, Coach, there are some players that have had an NFL experience out playing in this your call football, correct?
Yeah, a large majority of the guys have had NFL tryouts, NFL camps, NFL teams. So, you know, we're dealing with a pretty talented group of young men. And obviously, our coaches, and we have a number of quality NFL coaches, and some from the CFL, that there's over 250 years of professional experience on our coaching staff. So these guys are getting coached up by professional coaches in the proper techniques and fundamentals and the demeanor of playing this game. And so hopefully, you know, we're as excited as they are if they're able to get an NFL tryout or workout or make an NFL team. So we're definitely they have their ears open and they're taking notes, and hopefully we can place a couple guys and they can realize their dream of continuing to play football.
Now, Coach, I've watched the chalkboards. I've seen the whiteboards in the locker rooms. How much did you have to dummy down some of these plays to make sure, like, people like myself could make a correct call?
I don't know if we can dummy it down that far, to be honest with you. We,
he knows me. Yeah. He knows me.
Yeah, we, you know, you dive right, dive left. I mean, I don't know if people are going to watch that. But, no, seriously, not much. I mean, we're pretty on offense, pretty expansive with our playbook and our concepts and ideas. And there's going to be a mixture of NFL and college ideas and Canada and whole nine yards. There's a lot of motion, a lot of movement. There's also read options, RPOs, and things like that. So it's going to be, you know, they're going to be presented, the fans are going to be presented with quite an assortment of choices to call their special play.
Yeah, I want to hear 65 cross power trap in Hank Stram's voice. That's what we need to hear. Coach,
There you go. Very good.
I can't let you go. You we're based. Our show is national, but we're based here in Miami. You had Ryan Tannehill in college. You had him as an offensive coordinator here with the Dolphins. His return after injury, what do you think his chances are, and what does he need to do to continue to succeed in the pro coming off an injury like that?
Well, I think he's done it. I think he's I know Ryan, and I have talked to Ryan a while ago. I mean, the minute he was injured, his attitude was positive. He was getting ready to, you know, as soon as he could rehab, he was rehabbing it. So this thing is going to come back stronger than it ever was. I promise you that. This is just the attitude he has and the focus that he has. So I think he'll come back full speed, ready to go, and be even a better version of himself because he feels like he wants to prove that he's ready, and he will be.
Awesome. That's Mike Sherman. He's going to be part of Your Call Football. You can go to yourcallfootball.com. You can also hit him up on Twitter at yourcallfb. Mike will be coaching along with against Merrill Hodge. Basically, it's a Madden game. You guys put out the plays, the fans pick it, and you guys run the play in those games.
That's right. It's Thursday night at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time.
Love it. Yourcallfootball.com. Coach, all the best. This sounds fascinating. I'll definitely be watching and participating.
Sounds great. Look forward to it.
All right. That's Mike Sherman, brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently.
I forgot to ask him, is he power or is he grit?
Well, we'll find out Thursday.
I'll know by the plays, right? Thursday. Merrill Hodge's going to run the ball a lot.
I think he's grit.
He came at me. He came at me.
Yeah, he said we were 65 cross power trap. 65 cross power trap.
Can't dumb him down enough for you to call a play.
65 cross power trap. Come on, Lenny. Come on, Lenny. 65 cross power trap.
Yeah, he's like slapping his forehead, like they picked that play. That play? No.
And then what he said, like, what if he didn't think it, and the fans play worked? So it's this Thursday. It's going to be awesome. Yourcallfootball.com. Let's take a break. When we come back, wrap it up. Tell you what we learned today. Sports Bosses, SB Nation Radio.
Sure.